when you get to his diagnoses, what you see changing is the other adverse effect of medication, subsequent encounter. You see unspecified sleep-wake disorder, and you see a rule out for major neurocognitive disorder due to traumatic brain injury. He has suffered multiple blows to the head. Many were not treated. He, in the journals, talked a lot about how he was dumb. He had to be in a group home. His mind didn't work the way that it used to. And I believe I had recommended he see a neurologist, again, to rule out any anatomical concerns. So at that point, I could talk about these symptoms, but I didn't have any neurological data that would have helped me look at that one way or the other, so I left it as a rule out.